they're not dirty. Or they're
dirty?
Yeah. Or they're not, like, sitting down under a bench.
What?
Don't walk up to them.
Why?
Don't record them.
Why? What'll it mean if I go up to someone under a bench?
Well,
you know, what if that's what they told him to meet?
Hey, you know that bench in the purple park?
There's a really nice groove under there. Let's take it.
No one sits there, but no one will notice.
Well, I mean, like, don't talk to homeless people.
Why?
I don't know. I've kind of been scared of homeless people.
You can talk to homeless people.
Just turn off the recorder. Terrible.
Well, I'll delete that part. But I have a different question. I'll change the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's important to live a good life?
Walking around, looking at the sunset, or the sun, whatever. Don't look at the sun.
No?
Your eyeballs will fall out. Blink. And then you can't, if your eyeballs fall out, you can't see who's about to hurt you. So then, if you can't see who's about to hurt you, somebody might hurt you. And then you won't have a life anymore. And then just that, you won't have a good life.
Oh, God.
Technically, you won't have a life at all.
I'm feeling really scared.
Yeah. Don't look at that sun. Anyway, so you're good now because it's night. Because
it's dark. So we're safe if it's dark. But if it's daytime, we're in danger. Okay. What else is important to have a good life?
Don't kick over things that somebody else makes.
Or such as?
Such as, like, if workers are working on a sewer.
Yeah.
Don't knock over that or, like, destroy anything.
Why?
Because not just you will get hurt. Those people's feelings will get hurt.
Why do I care about their feelings?
Because that's how you be nice.
Oh. Okay. Now, does it benefit me to do be nice?
Yes.
Or does it only benefit them?
You won't, if you do not be nice, then you're not going to get friends. If you do be nice, then you get friends.
I know a lot of not nice people that have friends.
So if I do be nice, it's good for them and good for me?
Yeah. Then you'll have friends, and then you'll be like, instead of this, this.
See? I'll be happy instead of sad.
Mm-hmm.
What else is important in life?
Well, you always want, you want a family, right?
Do I?
I don't know.
What is a family?
Family is, well, me and Nev are sisters. Mom and Dad are married.
Okay.
Dad is my dad. Dad is Nev's dad. Mom is my mom. Mom is Nev's mom.
Well, I have a mom and dad, so do I have a family?
Yeah, that's a family. But you also want to keep on making your family. Like,
so I have to make another mom?
Yes, but this time you'll be the dad.
Oh. So I'll be my mom's dad. I'm going to be my grandpa? That's great. Because I really love my grandpa.
No.
I don't?
No.
Oh, I thought
no,
I
was. No, I mean, like, you want to be, you want to being, do be nice, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's elbowing me, by the way, as she says that. I don't know if that's a hint to say yes.
Okay. This is getting harder while I talk. okay. Well, first, you want a friend. Maybe not... May You could, if you want to, go up to a man and ask him to marry you. Or you could always do it with a woman. And then this is how you do it. You just walk up to some woman that you like.
Okay.
You know? Like, you're her friend. But still, she's a woman, not like a woman rabbit or like a woman tiger. You don't want to do that. Don't walk up to like a tiger or like... especially don't walk up to a lion or a tiger.
Okay.
No, don't...
A human woman.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, and she's got to be your age. She can't be
exactly,
like,
we have to have the same birthday?
No. She can't be zero and get married to you. You can't propose to a zero-year-old.
What's the youngest I could propose to someone? Okay.
Or...
And what's the oldest?
38.
38, okay. What's the oldest?
What if he likes grandmas?
59.
No, 50.
50. Somewhere between 38 and 50. Okay. So I walk up to a woman that I like who's between 38 and 50, and then what?
And then... You might... but she can't be a stranger. She's got to know you. You've got to date her first.
Okay.
Can't just be like... like if they're laying under a bench and you don't know them. Don't propose to them if you don't know them, okay?
Okay. Now, when I'm dating them, what should I be looking for that tells me there'd be a good match?
Well... It doesn't have to be a match.
Wait, Sam, what do you think that is?
What do you think that is?
Wait, I'm dying to hear the answer. Dana.
So, you've got to date her first.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to become her girl, her boyfriend. Then, later on, you've got to secretly buy a ring while she's not around.
Uh-huh.
And then... once you finally see her again, go up to her, just take the ring, go on your knees, open the box, say, will you marry me?
Miss Peony, you said she doesn't have to be a good match?
Yeah, you could be totally opposites.
Oh, okay. But aren't some people, wouldn't some people be better for me to marry than others?
What?
Like, let's say I found... two women who were between 38 and 50. How do
no.
I... Well, but they were my friends, and we dated. How do I choose one over the other?
You dated while you were... you dated one girl while you were dating the other girl?
Yeah, is that okay?
No.
Oh.
Well, then you're a jerk. They'll never say yes to you if you date two people.
Okay. Well, then
don't.
How... Like, okay, let's say I have... I will not. I promise. Let's say I have two women friends, and I'm thinking I would like to date both of them, but I have to choose one. How do I choose one over the other?
One's got to be nice, not bratty.
Okay.
Does
she have to be doobie nice?
Yes. She's got to be doobie nice.
So nice, not bratty.
Yeah, not bratty.
What else?
Not like, that's bratty. not a girl that doesn't have eyeballs and she looks at the sun all the time.
Right. Okay.
She has to, you have to, like, know her personality and, like.
What if she says, I hate
what?
What if she says to him, I hate art?
I hate art?
Yeah.
Then she's not right. What?
Should we like the same things?
What?
Should we like the same things?
No, you don't have to. But
some
art, that's really good.
Okay. Should we like some of the same things?
Sure.
Okay.
Like, Mom and Dad like art, but most of their stuff, they don't like a bunch of stuff that each other like.
Okay. Okay. So start a family.
And then...
Now, how do I choose my children?
You can't. It's a surprise.
What?
Yeah. But you've got to...
What if I don't like them?
Too bad.
What if they're bratty and they do...
Then divorce with the mom, or I don't know.
Oh. This having children part sounds
punish
scary.
Punish them like... Think their what bottom. Leprechaun, I don't know.
I don't know.
Bad. Okay.
So I can't choose my children.
First of all, I think you have... I'm not telling you how to have the baby. You've got to learn that by yourself.
Okay.
No, don't ask me, seriously.
I won't.
Okay. Once you have the kid, you have to punish him if... You've always got to punish him. Okay?
You mean at all times punish him?
No, not all the time. I mean like...
So like if they make their bed, punish them.
No! Don't punish them. If they do something good, don't punish them.
Oh, if they do be nice, don't punish them.
If they do be nice.
But if they don't be nice,
you should know
do
this.
Be punish them.
Yes, you should know this.
What do you mean I should know this?
You went to school.
That's where you learn it?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
No. Oh, I guess I wasn't paying attention.
Yes.
Nev, is there anything that Fiona hasn't mentioned yet that you think is important to have a good life?
No.
Okay. What about God?
What?
What about God?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. I don't get it.
Is God important in life?
Of course. Yes.
So what do I do?
He invented you. He invented humankind.
So should I, like, write him a letter and say thanks, or what should I do?
You can't write a letter to God.
If you feel bad sometimes,
you have to pray. Jinx.
Oh. So is praying like writing a letter, but you just don't have to write it and send it? You just think it?
Okay. You should go to school tomorrow.
What should I pray about?
Oh, no. Anything that makes you feel bad.
Okay. So if I do be feel bad, I should pray. Are you saying I'm too old to learn?
No.
I'm saying you should know this.
Well, I was sleeping under a bench for most of my life until about 10 years ago. I was under a bench. Actually, your parents found me under a bench right before you were born.
They didn't.
And they drug me to their wedding.
Oh my god. Fireworks! They're right there! They're right there!